So Tucker Carlson does this interview, right? He goes down to Buenos Aires, Argentina. And he's in Argentina. And he meets with, like, the Trump of Argentina. And why does the Trump of Argentina have crazy Trump hair? I don't know. I don't know. He has crazy Trump hair. His name is Javier Milei. And here is Tucker asking him about being pro-life, which, by the way, just being pro-life in a country like Argentina basically means you're a fascist.
You oppose abortion. Why?
Bueno, porque como
because as someone who believes in liberalism, I'll say libertarian. Liberal has a different meaning in English. The word liberal means something very different. So let me say, as a libertarian, we believe that liberalism entails the unrestricted respect for human life, rooted in a principle of non-aggression, and the defense of life, liberty, and property. And if we cleave these ideas of liberty, one of the most fundamental aspects, philosophically speaking, I am in favor of the right to life. Beyond that, there is a scientific justification to be had. It's the fact that life begins at conception. It's at that very instant that a being begins to evolve with its own unique DNA. While it's true that women have the right to their own bodies, the child is in a woman's womb, not her body. That child is not her body. That makes abortion a murder, enabled and aggravated by a power imbalance against a child that has no way to defend itself. And beyond that, there's a matter of mathematics. Life is a continuum with two quantum leaps, birth and death. Any interruption in the interim is murder.
So I would think you're a Catholic.
All right, so there you have Argentina's next president, Javier Milei, making an argument for pro-life. He says, first of all, I'm pro-life because of the fact that I have a principle of non-aggression. In liberalism, you shouldn't kill people. In liberalism, people have the right to life, liberty, and property. In liberalism, now he's talking about, he's using the word liberalism the way I use the word liberalism in terms of Enlightenment philosophy. Argentina's next president, Javier Milei, is fanatically endorsed by Tucker Carlson because Argentina's next president, Javier Milei, is a free market capitalist liberal. He wants to bring Argentina all the way back to the replacement of Christendom, the removal of Spain, the removal of the empire, and hit the reset button from there. As if there's any other destination that Argentina could possibly go when it is unmoored from Catholic monarchy. As if things will be different. What is the definition of insanity, ladies and gentlemen? Doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome. These people honestly expect a different outcome. They honestly expect something different to happen. If we set the clocks back to when we overthrew monarchy, when we unshackled ourselves from the Catholic religion, when we established for ourselves Lockean government, then maybe things will be a lot better. Maybe we won't get socialism. Now, this guy is good. He does a very good critique of socialism. I've seen him on Spanish-speaking television, where he is quite a bit more vulgar about leftists. He's very controlled here in the Tucker interview. Tucker's about to ask him about Pope Francis being a communist. I want you to hear that portion of it. I think you're going to like that.
You said you're just defending really the Catholic life principle. The Pope, the current Pope, is from Argentina. I would think he would support you. He has instead criticized you, and you've called him a communist. Why the disconnect?
Well, first, because the Pope plays politics. He has a strong political influence. And he has shown a great affinity for dictators such as Castro and Maduro. He is on the side of these bloody dictatorships.
Wait, I'm sorry, Raul Castro is a murderer.
Sí, y Fidel Castro también era otro asesino.
Fidel Castro was also a murderer.
You believe the Pope has an affinity for Raul Castro?
Sí, exacto.
Yes, exactly. That's right.
Sí, yes. Tiene afinidad por los comunistas
asesinos.
He has
an affinity for murderous communists.
De hecho, no los condena.
In fact, he won't denounce them.
Es decir, es bastante condescendiente con ellos.
He's quite lenient to them.
Y es también condescendiente.
He's also lenient towards the Venezuelan dictatorship.
Es decir, él es condescendiente con
He's lenient towards the entire left,
los izquierdas, aun cuando sean
even when they are true criminals.
Criminales. Lo cual eso es un problema.
That's a problem.
Pero además es alguien que
But he also takes social justice
social
as a
central,
central element of his vision.
De su visión. Y eso es
That's difficult because what is social justice truly? It's stealing the fruits of one person's labor and giving it to someone else. So it first means two things. First, it's stealing. The problem with that is that one of the Ten Commandments says you can't steal. To support social justice is to support stealing. So one problem is that it violates the Ten Commandments. The other problem is that it creates unequal treatment under the law, and I don't think it's fair for someone, people, to be rewarded while others are punished all through the power of a state. That widens a monopoly on violence. So Tucker continues to go in on, okay, well, all right, you didn't really answer the question about, you know, the Pope is a communist, and then he moves off of the Catholic question. This is, again, if you're just tuning in, this is Javier Milei, the next president of Argentina, being interviewed by Tucker Carlson. And we're translating it for you here on the Crusade Channel, live talk radio the way it should be. You're listening to Paratalk, your daily Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. addiction. I broadcast from the heart of America. And yet, on Fridays, we go around the world. And we bring you stories of interest from all corners of the flat plain that we live on. We go out towards the edge of the ice wall, for example, taking you all the way out to Argentina, where Tucker starts to ask him about... Actually, if I could get to that question, I think you would like it. Tucker, for all of his faults, and he has many, they are legion, his faults. He is an Enlightenment liberal. He believes that if we can just do Enlightenment liberal stuff, that would be better. Okay? That's what he believes. He at least does have sort of an affinity for beauty. Tucker does aesthetics, I guess, fairly well. And he does at some point ask the future president of Argentina, Javier Milei, why are the buildings in Buenos Aires the way they are? Like, why is it that... You walk around and you see... Tucker doesn't know the word Baroque, apparently. Why do you see ornate, Renaissance, Baroque, beautiful architecture side by side with basically communist concrete buildings? Why does that happen in Argentina? And I was hoping, you know, you almost get the sense that this guy, Javier Milei, the future president, Javier, you almost get the sense that he's part philosopher, the way he answers these questions. But I didn't get a very deep answer from him. I got a practical answer from him. And he basically says, well, socialism causes poverty. And when you're poor, you build with crappy materials, cheap materials like concrete. So that's the answer to his question. Well, because we're poor. I'll pull up the question here for you.
Y dárselo a otra.
And giving
Entonces,
it to someone
implica
else.
Dos cosas.
So he's talking robo. About social justice. First, y social justice means stealing from people.
Está en contra de lo que
and that contradicts the Ten
es
Commandments.
Avalar la justicia social es avalar el
so
robo.
To support social justice, tanto, one problem is that it violates the Ten Commandments.
Esa es una primera caracterización
and this
de
Argentina.
Is... En cuanto a lo que tiene que ver...
Okay. So Tucker gets in.
Está violando los diez mandamientos. El otro problema es que es un trato desigual.
Unequal treatment under the law. Those are the two problems.
No me parece que sea algo
and
justo,
I don't think that's fair.
Digamos, que algunos sean premiados y otros sean castigados desde una posición de poder como la que tiene el Estado, que tiene el monopolio de la violencia.
Monopoly on violence.
So when you look around, it's fascinating to look around the city. Buenos Aires, and the architecture is a mixture of sublimely beautiful buildings and stupendously ugly buildings. And it feels like looking at an archaeological tell where the architecture corresponds to certain political eras. And I wonder if you believe that socialism, leftism, produces ugliness.
This is a great question. Why does leftism produce ugliness? This is a great opportunity for Javier Milei to lay into it. Here's what he says. This is an initial way to characterize Argentina in terms of the city of Buenos Aires. When you look at its architecture, the architecture of liberalist Argentina, it is a style that is so fascinating and dazzling. It's the architecture of a glorious time, times of liberalism in Argentina. Now, he's wrong here. He's absolutely wrong. He's referring to actually glorious times that were not liberal Argentina. He says that all the beautiful Baroque stuff that happened in Argentina is from liberal Argentina. That's not true. Christendom built Argentina. The Colón Theater is the best example of this.